Six demonstrators who were arrested outside of the North Carolina governor's mansion in October will appear in court today. They were charged after blocking traffic for 3 hours while protesting a new law the governor signed addressing illegal immigration. One of the demonstrators entered the country illegally and protested despite risking deportation. Jorge Valencia has her story.
Carmen Rodriguez was 16 when she left southwestern Mexico. But she didn't need to leave.
Fue una locura de juventud. Estaba estudiando.
It was a reckless teenage adventure. I was in school. I was getting into fights with my parents. And someone told me, let's go to the U.S. And I thought it was a game. And then that game turned into this whole drama that I'm still living today.
Todo un drama que estoy viviendo hasta el día de hoy.
She wound up with relatives in Sanford. And for a while, she still thought her adventure was temporary. But then she got pregnant and she realized she wanted her children to grow up here. She got a job at a perfume factory and later in construction.
It was tough work, and it was really tough working with so many men. I remember the first construction site was a hotel in Cary, and there were 300 workers, and only 3 of them were women.
She got hired to clean up after other workers.
On the first day, the foreman, he was an American guy, he told me that if I wanted to make more money, I would have to learn how to finish walls. So I learned.
En el acabado de las paredes, y aprendí.
Rodriguez is now 30 and has 3 children, all of them American citizens. As it turns out, her crime of crossing the border illegally has been an expensive one. She can't buy a car, she can't rent a home on her own, and she says she felt humiliated this year when lawmakers gave speeches vilifying people like her.
Es una injusticia.
It's unfair that they don't recognize our contributions. They don't recognize that undocumented workers pay taxes that go toward Social Security and Medicaid, and we never see that money again.
In late September, state lawmakers passed a bill restricting the use of identification that undocumented immigrants often carry. While Governor Pat McCrory considered the bill, Rodriguez and others held daily protests outside the executive mansion for a month. And after he signed it, Rodriguez and 5 others walked into the street in front of the mansion, shackled themselves, and blocked traffic for 3 hours. She could have gotten deported, and she knew it.
Generally speaking, every person who is arrested in every county in North Carolina is processed through what's called the federal PEP program, P-E-P.
Kate Woomer-Dieters is an attorney with the nonprofit North Carolina Justice Center.
Basically, they prioritize people who've committed higher-level criminal offenses.
When Raleigh police officers arrested Rodriguez, they acted the same way they would have before the new law was signed. They asked for ID, she handed them a registration card from the Mexican consulate, and they took it. Woomer Dieters has been talking to police across the state about this procedure.
They believe it is within their discretion to look at a foreign ID or a consular ID as one piece of the puzzle in determining who a person is.
The new law doesn't stop law enforcement from looking at foreign IDs. And after Rodriguez was arrested, she was interviewed by a federal immigration agent.
Dice, tú no te preocupes, si tú no eres, no tienes delitos graves, felonías.
He says, don't worry. If you don't have any serious crimes or any felonies on your record, you'll get out of here today. And that was it. They took me to the magistrate, and he gave me the papers with my charges and my fine.
Rodriguez says she was terrified of what could have happened to her, but that she doesn't want to live in constant fear anymore. And she doesn't want other people like her to live in fear either. She wants to legally buy a car and legally drive to work.
La niña, mi hija de 12 años.
My daughter, the 12-year-old, is involved in leadership at her school, and she wants to organize protests. So all of this is motivating her. So she's like, my hope. Everything that I can't do because I don't have a piece of paper, she'll be able to do.
Como el todo lo que yo no puedo hacer porque un papel me lo impide, ella lo va a poder hacer.
Rodriguez and the other 5 demonstrators, all of them U.S. citizens, are due in Wake County Court today. She's been doing community service, and she hopes that after the hearing, she'll be able to leave and go back to work. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.